The Obama administration has removed a record number of undocumented immigrants from the United States over the last 3 years. But in 2011, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency announced it would halt deportations for some of those who have clean records and strong ties to the country. This is causing a rift inside the agency. A union representing ICE officers is ordering its members not to participate in the training required to implement the new immigration strategy. But ICE attorneys are beginning to change the way they deal with some deportations. WNYC's Marilla Ivorek has the story of one New Yorker for whom this shift has been crucial.
Antonio is a proud dad. Last March, his daughter Kirsten was 3 months old. He drove to Florida to show her to his extended family. While he was there, he went to the store.
This is like 11 o'clock in the night. I made a wrong turn by mistake where it was so dark and I really didn't see, honestly. And the cop stopped me.
He was arrested because he couldn't show a valid driver's license, according to the police. Antonio, who requested we don't use his last name, is in the country illegally. So Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, was notified. Antonio was on track for deportation.
2011, this is immigration judge.
But when he appeared in immigration court in New York, his lawyer, Jody Ziesmer, had a new option.
What forms of relief is he seeking?
We're actually seeking prosecutorial discretion.
Ziesmer requested that ICE allow Antonio to stay in the United States based on their new initiative, prosecutorial discretion. That means ICE attorneys can look at Antonio's individual case.
This is a big shift in sort of how we do business.
Jim Stolle is the director of field legal operations for ICE. He says the shift started last June when John Morton, director of ICE, issued a memo instructing his attorneys and officers to begin considering some factors when deciding on deportations. How long has someone been in the U.S.? Do they have a criminal record? Have they been educated here? Do they have family members who are U.S. citizens?
There will be cases that, given our resources and our staffing levels, we're just not going to choose to go after at this time.
With a backlog of 300,000 cases, ICE began putting the policy into effect in immigration courts last year. The goal is to reduce this backup by weeding out low-priority cases. Stolle says that way the agency can focus on deporting high priorities.
The criminal aliens, national security threats, threats to public safety, human rights violators, repeat immigration violators, the folks that really mattered to remove them from the United States.
Antonio doesn't fall into any of these categories. He's a lanky 32-year-old man with short black hair and wired rim glasses. Antonio taught English and creative writing in his native Trinidad and didn't plan moving to the U.S. He never asked his dad, a naturalized U.S. citizen, to file a green card application for him. But in 2005, his dad fell and suffered a traumatic head injury. His family here couldn't take care of him.
He started to move from this one to that one, this house to that house, until he actually went in a shelter, I think, like twice.
Antonio moved to the U.S. to care for his father and overstayed his tourist visa. He built a life in New York, founded a construction company, moved in with his girlfriend Sally. Kirsten was born. Antonio admits breaking the law, but says he tried to do things the right way.
I pay taxes, you know, I got my tax ID number, I use that legally to open bank account, get credit cards. I drive with insurance. I employ Americans.
A clean criminal record and his daughter and father, U.S. citizens he cares for, allowed Antonio to avoid deportation. His case was administratively closed in February. Stolle explains what that means.
Admin closure doesn't give an alien any benefit, doesn't give an alien any permanent right to stay in the country. It is simply just holding the case in abeyance.
Essentially, Antonio is safe from deportation unless he commits a crime. But he's not on a path toward legalizing his status. On a recent day, Antonio and Kirsten picked up Sally from work. They were on their way home in Queens when a police officer pulled them over.
The reason why you went through the stop sign?
I stopped.
They did.
Antonio insists he stopped at the stop sign. But he doesn't have a driver's license issued in the U.S. Antonio's not eligible for one in New York State. He has a license from Trinidad.
It's not a regular license. That's not gives you privilege to drive.
Even on the New York State DMV website, it says foreigners can drive with their license.
No.
Foreigners are allowed to drive in New York State with a driver's license from their home country, according to the Department of Motor Vehicles. But someone like Antonio, who's lived here for years, is supposed to have a license. The anxiety was palpable as Antonio waited for the officer in the car.
I stop. I always stop. I would never drive through a stop sign like that if a car is coming across and hits you, you're wrong. I'm not stupid.
In the end, Antonio drives away with two tickets. Back at their apartment, Sally says the experience was eerily reminiscent of the one in Florida.
This is never going to be over until he gets some sort of documentation or since somebody does something to help the illegals. You always have to be looking over your shoulder.
ICE has so far reviewed over two-thirds of the 300,000 cases pending in immigration courts. It has found that about one in every 13 undocumented immigrants is eligible for prosecutorial discretion. The numbers are small, but immigration attorneys say the policy is significant and that its full effect has yet to be seen.
Fundamentally, it is where we should have been for a very long time, which is smart law enforcement.
Crystal Williams is the executive director of the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
Because you cannot prosecute everybody. You cannot deport everybody.
Not everyone agrees. Chris Crane, head of the union that represents ICE officers, said the Morton memos cannot be effectively applied in the field. ICE attorneys and supervisors have received training required to implement a new strategy, but the union hasn't allowed its officers to participate. House Republicans have described the policy as backdoor amnesty. For Antonio, prosecutorial discretion, even with all its limitations, has brought an end to his fear of being deported.
At least I know my dad can be taken care of. At least I know my daughter could have her mother and father together, and I don't have to worry about immigration knocking on my door.
Like many of the country's 11 million undocumented immigrants, Antonio is in many ways integrated into the society. So the ability to stay here is what matters the most for him. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivorak.